USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota plan to visit Israel and Palestinian territories this weekend, but the Israeli government has blocked them from entering the country because they support the anti-Israel boycott movement. At issue is an Israeli law that denies entry visas to foreigners who support any form of boycott against Israel and its settlements in the West Bank. President Trump says the U.S. must get tougher on street crime after events in Philadelphia this week. A man suspected of shooting and injuring several police officers during a drug raid is in custody after a long standoff. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner says he does not know when charges will be filed against the suspect, but believes it'll be soon.
I'm not going to mislead you. I don't have definite answers other than if you look at these kinds of cases in general, there are charges within a couple days.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The New York City Police Department has suffered its ninth suicide this year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports police brass call it a crisis.
Police officer Robert Echeverria's suicide is also the second suicide by a New York police officer in 2 days' time. This 25-year veteran shot himself in the head at his home in Laurelton, Queens, on Wednesday evening. On Tuesday, a 35-year-old cop, Johnny Rios, killed himself at his home in Yonkers. Police Commissioner O'Neill saying it's a mental health crisis, and he's again urging officers to seek help if they feel depressed or suicidal, saying there's no stigma attached and there will be no job consequences.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is being subpoenaed by a House panel. The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee wants to question Lewandowski in the never-ending investigation of possible obstruction of justice by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Portland Mayor Democrat Ted Wheeler is warning people who plan on protesting in Portland. The city is anticipating a protest rally between left and right-leaning people on Saturday and have been preparing for a possibility that events could get violent.
Well, as the police commissioner, my job is to give broad strategic directions. So what I'm telling the police bureau is no violence, no vandalism. Don't let the city get shut down. Make sure that people have the ability to go about their business. Don't let people stop the city.
Wheeler speaking there on Fox News. Now, the mayor was also asked about conservative writer Andy Ngo, who was attacked by left-leaning members of Antifa a few months back, and so far no charges have been filed against the people that have committed those crimes.
Well, as the police commissioner, my job is to give broad strategic directions. So what I'm telling the police bureau is no violence, no vandalism. Don't let the city get shut down. Make sure that people have the ability to go about their business. Don't let people stop the city.
The Federal Communications Commission is proposing creating a three-digit phone number that will connect to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. The FCC division submitted the joint request to Congress suggesting 988 as the number to reach the Suicide and Mental Health Hotline. Before the FCC can vote on the proposal, it must first go through a public review period. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.